7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, it must be those damn clouds. Oh, yeah, we're gonna be soggy today. Ugh. Okay. It's soggy time. Let's jumpstart this fungus hunt. The current time. Hell, fine. Oh, it's 1930 UTC. And, hold on. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Doop-a-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-da-da-be-la-boo-la-zing-a-zoo. I meant to say the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm standing here by some plants. I'm looking for some of those copper beetles. Is it copper beetle season yet? Well, what day is it? Okay, oh my god, yes, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. Oh, and I'm the crispiest melon farmer you know today. Oh my god, I'm still messed up from, you know, the marmot rescue. But boy, I got up today and I'm just toast, burnt. So what are we doing? Well, we're outside walking around here at Tranquility Park in the rain. Yeah, I'm down on the softball side. I'm at the heronry. I'm at the heronry. It's raining. I didn't know it was raining. I thought it stopped raining. It's nice and cool, though. And so now I'm walking under the canopy here at the heronry in the rain. And what are we doing? I don't know. Looking for mushrooms, I guess. I just needed to get out and walk around, and I didn't know where to go. I thought this was a good idea. It's not the worst idea. The path is wet, but it's not, you know, like pure mud or anything. So, oh, it's kind of squishy. Let's walk around, see what we can find in the rain. Oh. Yeah, probably should have stayed home and just laid around on the floor for a while, but no, that's never any fun, is it? No, it barely isn't any fun at all. But we could play with dice and stuff. I like dice. Alright, so I'm kind of working my way up to the old heron trees here, checking all the logs and stuff. I'm not immediately seeing anything. And that's fine. I gotta kind of be careful of the way I walk. Gotta make sure I don't slip and fall. Okay. So let's check out some of the logs. What do we got? What do we got? Well, huh. I'm not seeing a lot of action yet. Where's my mushroom buddies? Let's go up here a little bit further. All right, I am now underneath the heron nesting trees. I'm looking at some of the big logs and stuff around here. Everything's very soggy. It's very wet. It smells pretty good. It smells like wet dirt. Wet dirt and soggy trees. My favorite smell ever. Here's some mushrooms. Here's two little... Oh, these are sogged out. Wind shifted. I just smelled something. Fox or deer. Huh, kind of want to go with deer. I don't smell it anymore. The wind just... Which way is it going? It's going this way. Which way did it shift to? All right, so pay attention, Tub. Pay attention. Maybe there's some dudes out here today. That would be fun. To see some of our friends. Alright. Well, here's a log that's got a lot of scurf on it that's going to turn into something eventually. But I can't tell you what. I don't know what this is. Unknown. Alright. What about these logs? What about these guys? Come on, give me some fungus. I don't see anything. I've got a big decision I need to make today. And that is whether or not to go eat tacos or not. Because yes, it's Tuesday, but I'm trying to only eat tacos every other week. But I like tacos. And I don't know. Okay, I've moved up to... Where's my stuff? I've moved up to that set of logs. Where the last time we were out here, we found both corals and white jellies over here. But now the white jellies and the corals are gone. And what does it mean? Did somebody come in here and take them? Those rat bastards. Let's get in there and see if we can see anything. Ooh, yeah, maybe not. Ugh, ow. Oh, now my gut hurts more. I don't see any evidence of anything. I'm just gonna kinda keep moving here. Oh. And, I was thinking about something last night. I don't know how this came up in my mind, but it did. Let's go down here. And I was thinking, and was it because I drove by the swimming pool that I thought of this? I don't know, but I was thinking of kid crimes. You know, one of the worst things a child can do. One of the terrible bad behaviors that needs to be beaten out of every child is that desire to commit the ultimate crime of running. Remember how bad running was when you were a child? Don't run! So I was thinking about how bad and how dangerous running is. And because I was driving by the pool, I sort of remembered that, boy, the only thing worse than running is running near a swimming pool. Dun, dun, dun. It's criminal behavior. Okay, here we got some little flammies poking out of the ground. 1, 2, 3, 4. Little mushrooms. 5. There's another one over here. Little caps popping out. I'm getting a little bit wetter than I thought I would. And so I thought, you know, everybody loves extreme sports these days. Everything, we can't have any regular sports. Everything has to be extreme sports, right? Wind is coming up now. We've sort of walked past our mushroom zone. And now I kind of want to get down in here into the sort of the creek valley. Where's this wind coming from? Creek's all muddy. I don't see any dudes anywhere. You know what? I think... Oh, I think I'm turning around here. With the popularity of extreme sports, you know, extreme sports like the X Games with Street Luge, the ultimate extreme sport that everybody does and is completely legitimate and has been immortalized in such films as Rollerball, the remake, Street Luge, It's Extreme. The only thing that hasn't been extremed is, you know, basically track and field. So how do you make track and field more extreme? You know, it's just people running. Well, you could have them run over obstacles, and yeah, that's called steeplechase. We already have that. It's not extreme. Well, you could... No, you're wrong. Well, you could do... No. Here's how you make track and field extreme. All races, all foot races, now take place around a swimming pool. The most dangerous thing you can do, running at the swimming pool. And the relay race, it's even more dangerous. Because you know what they use as a baton? That's right, a pair of scissors. So now you're running with scissors, which is super dangerous. And you're doing it at the swimming pool, which makes it extra super ultra duper dangerous and extreme. Looking forward to that, actually. Okay, is there a thunderstorm about to start up? I don't understand what's happening. It was nice a minute ago and just raining, and now, apparently... Wait, are we going to get a typhoon? Is it typhooning? Do I want a typhoon? Do I want to be stuck in a typhoon, or do I just want some tacos? Or what the hell is my problem today? Oh my God! Oh. Okay, keep moving. Just keep moving, Tobe. That's your whole problem. Don't get enough exercise. Can we go over there? This is kind of tricky, but let's at least look over there and see if there's any, mud. Yeah, I found mud. Good job, Tobe. That was pretty brilliant. Yeah, we're not going down into there. More water is falling out of the sky. Okay, this is it. I'm heading back to my car. Suddenly, a beautiful, gray, overcast, cold day got ruined by extra water. Ow, my gut hurts. All right, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to plug my old MP3 player in here. There we go. And we're going to listen to something random on the way home. Cool beans?
Cool beans. Cool beans. Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Yeah. Cool beans.
Good.
日曜日の朝ひらめいた今日は街へ繰り出そうお気に入りのジャケット羽織りみんなが待っている交差点へ Everywhere Gray Everywhere スマートにチェックイン Everywhere シンプルに踊りガラス越しの未来を見て Everywhere キュートな君は Everywhere スマートにチェックイン Everywhere シンプルに彩りガラス越しに君Have a nice day
に会いに行こう。エスカレーター駆け上がり、君の待つステージへ急ぐ。Everywhere グレートな僕は、Everywhere スマートにチェックイン。Everywhere シンプルに踊り、ガラス越しの未来を見て。Everywhere キュートな君は、Everywhere スマートにチェックイン。Everywhere シンプルに彩り、ガラス越しに君微笑む。
Take notes for me in class. I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. At the end of the week, the teacher said, "Class, I want you to write a paper using your notes." So I wrote a paper that said, "Hello, my name is Bingo. I like to climb on things. Can I have a banana? Eat cake." I got an F. When I told my mom about it, she said, "I told you never trust a monkey." The end.
Someone had a coconut and bought it for a dime. Someone had another one and paid it for the lime. We put the lime in the coconut and drank them both up. We put the lime in the coconut and drank them both up. We put the lime in the coconut and drank them both up. We put the lime in the coconut and pray to God is to wake him up and say, "Doctor, is there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve his bellyache." I said, "Doctor, is there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve his bellyache." Now let me get this straight. He put the lime in the coconut, he drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut, drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut, drank them both up. Pray to me as to wake me up. Say, "Doctor, is there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, do you need this bellyache?" I said, "Doctor, is there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, do you need this bellyache?" You put the lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut.
And you feel beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef.
Teach him to sing early, Batsarig. This kid's awesome. That's what we need. More throat singing babies. Because there's just not enough of them out there in the world. Oh, all right, so here I am. Back at the action base. Is something going on? And now I gotta kinda get up. What's the cat doing? The cat's being super suspicious right now. Alright, okay, I guess that's cool. Alright, so I gotta kinda lay down here. Ooh. I'm a little bit crispy, but I'm starting to feel better. I'm almost positive that everything is going to be great, and I'm feeling awesome now. Or something close to it. And maybe I should take up some extreme track. I was trying to think of other extreme track and field events. So not only, you know, do we have the 400 relay around the pool with the scissors baton, we're going to need to have some other events. And I think one of the first things that comes to mind, and it should be obvious to everyone, would be javelin. Except now it's team javelin. 8 players on a team. 4 teams compete all at once. And they're basically standing in a square. 50 meters. Imagine the center square of a rugby football pitch, or of an Australian football pitch. That's not, yeah, about that big. And so you got the teams standing on each side. And then to compete, they throw the javelins towards the other side of the square, all at the same time. I'd watch that. That'd be a fun sport. Oh, that couldn't possibly be safe. But it's not about safety in extreme sports. It's more about, I don't know, drinking tea. I don't care. Where am I going with this? I don't know. I got nothing. I'm just trying to get some damn tea. All right. So we've got what? Yeah, 5 minutes left for this show. What the hell are we going to do for 5 minutes? Because I got nothing. Good tea. I love drinking tea. I'm drinking Pu'er today. Since it's rainy and stormy, I feel like I need to have some tea. And, you know, I'm kind of feeling like maybe I need to play with some dice today. Because I got my dice right here. My new dice. My beautiful Chinese dice. I love them so much, and I've got them in this little 2-ounce plastic souffle cup with some other ball corner dice, porcelain finish, 15 millimeter, same size, but they're Western dice. And then because I was playing with these dice the other day, then I had to get out these dice, which are also sitting here on my little table, my fractional dice and my binary dice and my plus and minus operator dice. And I got thinking about something else, and maybe you might want to be a part of this. I thought of this last night because or was it the night before? I don't remember. I saw some news about the Powerball the Powerball jackpot, the lottery jackpot, is very high. It's edging closer to a billion. That's a billion with a B, dollars. And I thought, yes, I want to gamble. I'm feeling like I have gambling fever, which is unusual because usually I feel like gambling early in the spring. But now we're in the middle of summer. We're in the dog days. The literal dog days. Serious rising dog days. And I'm getting the urge to gamble. And I'm thinking, you know what I want to play? I want to get like 10 people together and tell everybody, bring $30. That's a reasonable amount of gambling money. You have a job, for God's sake. And we're going to play 10 $3 rounds of left, right, center. Okay. Sounds stupid, right? But yeah. Is it? No. Left, right, center is a funny sort of social gambling game where it's completely and utterly random. Nobody has an advantage over anybody else. Brains do not count over brawn, etc., etc. And you just roll dice and you pass money around. And I figure, you know, you can play 10 hands of that, and that would take, you know, might take 2 hours tops. So, you know, you could have some music blasting in the background, have some beverages or whatever you like to do with your friends, and sit around and gamble. And nobody can feel bad because, oh, you're smarter than me, so you're better. Shut up, it's random. I really want to do this. I think people can handle a $1 or a $3 or 10 $3 hands, right? I kind of don't feel good, but that's okay. And someday when I'm a very, very rich man, I want to sit in a $30 left, right, center game. Or even better, once I'm a billionaire, $300. You got $300 bills in front of you. You and 10 other people got $300 bills in front of you. You start rolling dice and you start passing those bills back and forth. See where that goes. That might actually be interesting. I gotta count my left, right, center sets. I got some good ones, I got some cheap ones. I got some cheap ones that I was gonna give away, but I don't have any friends to give them away for. And that's why I do the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that is a substitute for all my friends at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
There's no such thing as ghost clock.